Israeli tanks have pulled out of Ramallah. They had surrounded Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's headquarters before dawn on Monday. This time, unlike the operation last week, Israeli forces stayed outside Arafat's actual compound.
The withdrawal comes as Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon returns home from talks in Britain and the United States. Here in Washington, he made stops at Capitol Hill and at the White House. It was Sharon's sixth meeting with President Bush. Last night, NPR news analyst Daniel Schorr also had an appointment with the Israeli entourage, in particular with someone he was asked to describe in special terms.
Under the peculiar rules of the game, it was a source close to Prime Minister Sharon with whom I spent an hour or so last evening in company with a handful of other journalists. To all, the source made clear that Sharon would not talk peace, but only cease fire with Yasser Arafat. He would not accept international mediation. He would go on building fences, pursuing bombers, and waiting for more tractable Palestinian leaders. The source close to the Prime Minister talked in little monologues, tending to ignore questions. Sometimes he spoke with an edge of bitterness. He'd been meeting with the House International Affairs Committee when word was passed to him about the latest suicide bombing. Did we know that on the same population ratio as Israel, America would have sustained more than 20,000 dead and 250,000 injured? Why did people worry about whether Yasser Arafat had fresh batteries for his cell phone and worried less about an Israeli woman who had lost her children? Would Sharon support an American attack on Iraq? Surely, the source said. But he saw a more immediate threat, at least to Israel, in Lebanon. There, the extremist Hezbollah, with Syrian and Iranian support, has amassed more than 9,000 Katyusha rockets and rocket launchers. The source said that Sharon, at 74, has divided his working life between 28 years as a soldier and 28 years in politics, and now he has no further ambitions beyond defending his fellow Jews. The source talked, at times unprompted, about the Israel that Sharon hoped to see someday, a high-tech leader of the Middle East, a country at peace with its neighbors. If he envisaged a Palestine as one of those neighbors, he did not say. I had asked the source at the outset what this visit had changed. He didn't address the question. Change is not what Sharon is about. It is standing firm and unyielding that he's about. The sixth visit was coming to an end. The motorcade was forming up on Pennsylvania Avenue. Soon the embattled Prime Minister was on his way, lights flashing, sirens blowing, bound for Andrews Air Force Base, London, and his threatened homeland. This is Daniel Schorr.